Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin of Masechta Yevamos. We're actually on Daf Yud Zayin. On where are we? The third line?
Fourth line.
And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ilul Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, and by the Silver family, Ilul Nishmas Binyamin Ben Mordechai. Okay. Amar, where are we up to? Okay, fourth line. End of the line. Kiamrisa Kamei Shmuel. When I said this over in front of Shmuel, When I said that a guy that's Makadesh a Jew, Bizmanazeh, or Choshesh, maybe it's a good condition. When I said that over, Amalei said like this. Okay. It's a very difficult pasuk there in Parshas Vezchana. It says like this. It says, Velotis Chatin Bam. I'm reading a pasuk that you don't see. It says, Velotis Chatin Bam. Don't marry Goyim. Don't marry Goyim. Bincha lo sitein, bitcha lo sitein livno. Your daughter don't give to their son. Don't do that. Ubito lo sikach livnecha. And for your daughter, don't take one of their boys. Right? Don't do that. Ki, why not? Ki yasir es bincha meacharai. Because your son will go after them. Your son will be interested in them. Va'avdu Elohim acherim. And they'll worship other gods. Says Shmuel, Bincha, your son, Bincha, is Haba min Yisraelis. The mother is a Jew. Karoi Bincha, that's called your son. Why? Because the mother's still Jewish. Right. So it's the child's still a Jew. V'ein Bincha, Haba min Avodas Kochevim, Kari Bincha, Ela Bina. But if the mother is a guy, it's not called Bincha, it's called Bina, it's her son. Why? Because she's not Jewish. Not Jewish. Right? What? Right? So what do you see from here? Exactly. The child always goes after the mother. Right. So therefore what? What are we being choshish for? That there's a kedushin. The man is a guy. Right? By the way, even if this guy is one of the 10 tribes, that was the whole chashash. Maybe he's one of the 10 tribes. Even if he's one of the 10 tribes, all we care about is the mother. Right? So he tells me with choshish and kedushin, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, ha'ika banos, what about the girls? Ya'ika banos, v'amaravina, what about the girls? What about the 10 tribes? What about the female 10 tribes? What about the women from the 10 tribes? So when they got all mixed up, what happened to them? You want to tell me by the man it doesn't make a difference because anyway, if whoever marries a Jewish girl will be Jewish. What about the women from the 10 tribes? What about them? The children were Jewish. Right. Until a female guy came on the scene. Right?
That's
assimilation. What?
That's assimilation.
Right, exactly. So what does this question mean? Ha'ika bonos. What about girls? Vama Ravina, Shmamina, Ben Bitcha. A grandson, Ben Bitcha, the son of a daughter, Haba Mina Ovid Kochavim, that comes to the father of the Goy, Kari Bincha. It's called your son. Still a Jewish boy, right? Your daughter has a son, doesn't matter who the father is, that boy is a Jewish boy, right? So what do you see from here? All we care about is the mother.
The genealogy
of the mother. Right? So maybe the mother is one of the 10 tribes? Is that the question? Maybe the mother is one of the 10 tribes? So is that, what's the
matter? How could it be a matter? If the child comes, if the mother is Jewish,
yeah,
then the child is Jewish.
If the mother is Jewish,
the child is Jewish.
Correct.
So it's not a matter.
Right, so I'm not exactly sure.
If the father's a guy,
so I'm not exactly sure what the question here is. What's the question here? Right? So we should be choshish for the kedushin of a guy, right? Why should we be choshish for the kedushin of a guy?
I don't know. It's not a mamzer.
It's not a mamzer. That's what he says. It says it's because of mamzer here.
Yeah, it can't be a mamzer.
Um, Look at the Rashi of V'amar Ravina. V'amar Ravina, like, come on, Perek Beis, Ben Bitcha, Habam and Ovekachavim, Kari Bincha. If your grandson, from your you have a daughter, she had a son, that's your grandson. He's a Jewish boy, no matter who the father is, right? The Chsiv Bitcha, Lasitin Livno, Kiyasir is Bincha Meacharai. When the Lok Chsiv Kisasir, it doesn't say you're going to take the girl away, Shmamina, the Avosecha, the Abitcha, that on the daughter, Lo Titein Livno, Koi. Vachikamar, Shemetayim lo ben, maybe he'll shall have a son. V'yasiren ha'av me'acharai, v'kukar le'bincha, and it's still called your son. V'leichosh le'kedushin, and she be choshish for kedushin. What exactly is that question? I'm not sure what the question is. But the answer is very difficult to answer. Gemiri, the bincha da'hi dara, it's taruya, it's taru. The children, the women of that generation couldn't have children. That generation, the generation that was dispersed by some cherev, couldn't have children.
Therefore,
what? Therefore, there's no children.
Therefore, oh, so they're not there anymore.
Exactly, they're done.
So they're gone.
Exactly.
So, what's the question?
That's the answer. I'm not sure what the question was, but that's the answer. The answer is not a chashash.
Well, we're questioning whether those places that had a tradition that they belonged to the 10 tribes.
Correct.
Maybe you can marry from them anyway because they have
the Jewish
women.
Right. The answer is no. There's no women. They didn't have any children. So it's all assimilated. Ikin diyamri. Others say, ki amrisa kamei deshmol amali lo zazim mishan. They didn't move from there. Ad sha'asuim of the kachavim gemurim. They made all these people like pure goyim.
That means there's no descendants of the 10 tribes, and because the women could not bear children.
That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says.
I was looking for them.
What?
Look for them.
Who looks for them?
They're saying people say.
Adventurists.
Right,
no gadol, look for them.
It's taken literally, there's no descendants, any of the 10 tribes, because they all couldn't bear children.
Whenever someone steps forward and says, I'm from the 10 tribes, they make them be Begayer.
Right, but now
why do they do that?
Impossible.
Why do they do that?
Because
exactly, they don't know what they are.
But now it's not even humanly possible they can bear children. So
right. Right. I don't know.
That's a hard thing to say. No descendants.
Yeah, so that's only one answer. The other answer, Ikad Amri says, no, that didn't happen. Rather, they're all goyim. Shenemar, Bashem Bagadu, Ki Bonim, Zarum, Yoladu. They gave birth to foreign children. In other words, it all got assimilated. But Lav Dafka, that there was a problem.
You're talking about, I could not be a problem.
No. There was a medical problem. No one had children. That's what the first answer was. No one had children.
Okay.
Second answer was no, they did have children, but we declared them goyim anyway.
Oh, even from a mother.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Why? Because there's been assimilation all this time. Yosef of Yosef, Acharai of Kahana, Yosef of Kahana, Kamedar of Yehuda, Yosef of Kamar. Asidin Yisrael, the of the Yom Tova, Kichar Beit Tarmud. This is going to be a big celebration when Tarmud gets destroyed. It's already destroyed. No, says the Gemara, no. Hai Tamud Havai. It's a different Tamud. Ravashi Amar, Hainu Tarmud, Hainu Tamud. That one's called, one's Tarmud, and one's Tamud. Achvulihu de Machapel, it's like a doubled over city. Char Behai Gisa, Itosif Behai Gisa. That side's destroyed, the other side's available. Vichar Behai Gisa.
They settled on the other side.
They settled, right. Vichar Behai Gisa, Osif Behai Gisa. You destroyed over there, they went over there. So it's still around. What that means, I have no idea. Yosef from Nuna, I don't know, just from here to the end of the paragraph, I don't know what this Gemara means. Yosef from Nuna, Kamedu Ula, Yubahuna was sitting in front of Ula, Vakahavi Shmaita, he was learning. Amar, Ma Gavra, Uma Gavra. Ma Gavra, Uma Gavra. What's the strength, what's the story with this person? Meaning him. Ilav da Arpanya Meyasa, you come from Arpanya? Ichsif, he got embarrassed. I don't know what this means. Why do you get it? Huh? What?
Another town's residents are halakhically ineligible for marriage.
Oh, God, no, that's you come from a town where you can't get married. Where you halakhically ineligible. Is that where you come from? Yes. If he got upset. He was embarrassed.
They are tainted lineages, people.
Amale, Kesef Galgasa, Lehecha Yahavis. Who do you pay the taxes to? So Amale, Lepumnara. And I don't pay it to that city. I pay it to a different city. If that's the case, then you're not a resident of that town with the bad lineage. You're a resident of that town. My harpanya, what is that? Amar Bzeira, Har Shakal Ponenbo. It's a mountain that everybody went to that mountain. But Mastisa Tana Kol She'eit.
Anybody unfit turns there to search of a spouse.
Exactly. In other words, all the undesirables. All the undesirables, all the missing. Can you imagine having an actual? All the undesirables went to that town. Right?
There's a
shit of crisis
in that town.
Let me
tell you. Seems like only the men went there.
Uh-huh.
Women were there.
There's a lot to pick from. The Masnisa Tana, Kol She'ein Makir Mishpachto, Ushvato. Again, you don't know what family you're from. You don't know what chevi you're from. Nifta Misham, you went over there. Amar Rava, V'amukum Mishol. It's worse than Rashi says Gehenim. Why? Shenemar Miyad Shaol Efteim Mimavetz Agaalem. There's a redemption out of Gehenim. You don't stay there forever. V'ilu Psul Didhu Latzlu Takanta. He's never getting out of this place. Right, they're never getting out of this. They're never. No, nothing to do with that.
No.
Psule de Harpanya, the Mishum Psule de Mishan. The Psulim of Harpanya is like the Psulim of Mishan. Psule de Mishan, Mishum Psule de Tarmod. Psule de Tarmod, Mishum Avde Shlomo. Behind the Amri Inchi, people say, Kava Rava, Kava Zuta. Doesn't matter if it's a big measure or a small measure. Migandar Va'aza L'Sha'ol. You end up in this place anyway. Misha'ol with Tarmud. Sha'ol is part of Tarmud. B'Tarmud L'Mishan, M'Mishan L'Arpanya. Okay. Hajan Allah, Chamesh Etzrinashim, Hajan Allah, Chamesh Etzrinashim, Hajan Allah, Chamesh Etzrinashim. I didn't understand the end of the Gemara. Okay, but, back to Yavamas. Ready? This parak now, we're going to be discussing the case of a brother, Shalom Bala Olam. A brother wasn't alive at the same time as the brother who died. In other words, Reuven died, and after Reuven died, then Shimon got born. So, what's the story now? That's a very strange case. It's a very unusual case. The better case is Reuven and Shimon are alive. Reuven dies, then Levi's born. Now, what's the story with Levi and Reuven's wife? If you don't have a Shimon there in the picture, well, Gemara, we'll get to that in
it's
a minute.
Easier, right? It's easier. I think it's easier.
Yeah, but what do you want from this woman?
Ezekiel to who?
Okay, so here we go. Ready? Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo. What's an example of an Eishes Ach that was not alive at the same time? Okay? So, Shnei Achim, two brothers, Umeith Echad Mehem, Gesundheit, two brothers, one of them died, V'nolad Lahem Ach. And then another brother was born.
So there were three brothers.
So there were three brothers. But what happened was, Reuven and Shimon.
There were three brothers.
Right? There were two brothers.
Two brothers.
Reuven died. Now, when was Levi born? So we learned in the beginning of the Masechta that it made a difference according to Reb Shimon. We're going to be busy with this now for the next 3 days. It made a difference when Levi was born. Was Levi born before Shimon did anything to Reuven's wife? Shimon's deciding, should I do Yibum, should I do Chalitza, what are the pros, what are the cons, what does she cook like, what does she look like, what's the story? And he's hacking around, he's waiting, he's deciding, and then Levi's born. That's different than if Shimon says, you know what, I'll do Yibum, I like her, she's nice. He does Yibum. 5 years later, they're married, happily married, no children. Levi's born, then Shimon dies. It's a different story. According to the Chacham, it's not different. But according to Shimon, it's going to be a different story. Okay?
From who is Levi born 5 years later?
From Shimon's parents.
Parents.
Well, there's no attachment from Levi to Reuven. In that scenario, there's no attachment between Levi and Reuven.
Exactly. Right. Reuven's gone. Not only is Reuven gone, Reuven's wife has been taken care of.
Right.
By Shimon.
But now there's a new problem. Shimon died.
Well, exactly. So according to the Tanakhama, Levi cannot marry Reuven's wife in Yibam. Why not? What? Because he was not alive at the same time that Reuven was married to her. Shimon now is the husband. And not only that, Reuven's life is totally over. It doesn't matter. She was once Reuven's wife. She's also to any brother forever.
Right.
According to Shimon, it's not true. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to that.
Don't worry about doing Yibam for Shimon.
What?
For Shimon.
What can I tell you? The Gemara is going to ask that question later. Okay, so again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries a girl. Shimon, by the way, also married to somebody. Shimon's also married to somebody. Then what happened? Reuven died without children. Reuven's wife falls to Shimon. What does Shimon do? Now, before Shimon does anything, Levi's born. Okay? Then Levi's born. Then Shimon marries Reuven's wife. Then Shimon dies. So now Levi, but obviously Shimon is married to two people now.
Right.
Reuven's wife and his own wife. So Reuven's wife cannot marry Levi. Levi cannot be even Reuven's wife. Why not? Because he's an ach shelo bala olam. And Shimon's wife doesn't get Yibam or Chalitza because she's a tzara to such a person. Got that?
Where do we get the idea that it's en bala olam?
Where'd that come from? So the Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. Okay? You got the case? I'm doing it slow because I want to make sure we get this case. We had this before. Okay. Now, ready? So far, so good. Okay. Nolad la'ach, the achakach yabe masheni is eshet achiv. Then Shimon does yibum on Reuven's wife. Then v'meis. Then he dies. Shimon dies. Harishona, the first one. Who's the first one? It could be either one. It could be either Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife. The Gemara will say either one is correct. Harishona, one of them, Yatza Mishum Eshetzach Shalahaya Bolamo. That would probably mean Reuven's wife. Reuven's wife cannot marry Levi because Levi only was born after Reuven died. Before Shimon did anything. Right? Shimon was debating, what should I do? While he debated, Levi was born. So Levi has a connection to Reuven. Right?
He does.
He does. Because the wife is sitting there waiting. What's going to be with me? Right? She's waiting. And Vishnia and the second wife, meaning Shimon's own wife, can also not do even with Levi, Mishum Tsarasa, because she's a Tsara of Reuven's wife.
Does it make a difference if Shimon had children?
Yeah. Yes.
If Shimon had children.
There's no Yibam.
No.
Second wife.
Shimon had, doesn't matter. She
the
had,
first wife, I'm sorry, first wife.
If the first wife.
He had children with the first wife.
Who?
Shimon.
Yeah, then it changes everything because.
That's what I'm asking.
The children go by the husband. So even if he has 100 wives and he only has children with one of them, there's no Yibam. Right.
So that's the key.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Now listen to this case. The next case is like this. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to a girl. Shimon's married to a girl. Reuven dies without children. This is very important. This case is going to come up 50 times in the next 3 days. Shimon dies. Reuven dies without children. Shimon now, right? Now, by the way, before Shimon does anything, he's debating, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What does he do? Nothing. And then Levi's born.
That's the first case.
So far, exactly the same.
Okay.
Now, can Levi marry Reuven's wife? No. Cannot. Why not? Because he was lo bala olam, right? Then what happens is, Shimon, he doesn't do Yibam on Reuven's wife. He doesn't do Chalitza on Reuven's wife. He does Mimer on Reuven's wife. What's Mimer? Mimer is a Derabbanan Kiddushin that was created so it should look like a Kedushin.
It shows intent, right?
What?
It shows intent.
Yes. And it also shows we're patterning Yibum just like on Kedushin. You don't just walk into the street, take a woman and bring her home. You don't do that. You first give her a ring, you give her a star. So Myra is the exact same thing. So what does Shimon do? He gives her a ring. I'm going to marry you. Doesn't do anything yet, just gives her a ring. Yeah. Then Shimon dies.
Sounds just different from the first case. Yeah.
The first case, Shimon didn't do anything.
So what?
So now on a Derabbanan level, they were already married. You hear that? On a Derabbanan level, they were sort of connected. The connection's much stronger than otherwise. Right? So you hear what happened? Yeah. Okay. Now Shimon died without children. Now what happened? Now, Shimon's real wife falls to Yibam to Levi.
Okay.
Shimon's real wife falls to Yibam to Levi. Reuven's wife is a problem. Why is Reuven's wife a problem?
Ein bal olam.
But she wasn't really a tzara to Shimon's wife yet.
Our mimer is stronger.
You hear? Mimer, what happened to Mimer now? What did Mimer do? Did it make them tsaris to each other? So had Shimon done nothing, and then Shimon died, Levi would be able to marry Shimon's wife in Yibam. Not the first wife, not Reuven's wife, she was still waiting around. She's going to get free now. She wasn't a tsara.
No, the other one's
a tsara. The other one's a tsara. But one second. Reuven's married to a woman. Shimon's married to some woman. Reuven dies without children. Right? Shimon's debating, what should I do? He's debating for a week. During that week, Levi's born.
Right.
Then Shimon dies. Now what could Levi do? He cannot marry Reuven's wife. Why not? Lo balolam. What about Shimon's wife?
The first wife?
Only
yeah.
Why not?
They were alive at the same time. Right. Why not? What about the only change now? Shimon does Maimer on Reuven's wife, and then Shimon dies. Now there's a connection between Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. Not on the Raisa level, because it wasn't Yibam yet, but on the Rabbanan level. So what's the story with that case?
Now Levi can't marry Shimon's wife either.
Oh, yeah. On a Dora level, he can. But on a Rabbanan level, he can't. Therefore, Asa ba Maimer, what if Shimon does Maimer, Umeis, Shnia, and then Shimon dies? Shnia here means Shimon.
No, Shnia chalets in Lomis Yibam.
What? I'm sorry, Umeis, and then he dies. So Shnia, the second wife, right?
Well, Shimon's wife, Shimon's own widow.
I'm sorry, Shimon's wife, choletzes v'lomis yabemes, cannot get Yibam. Has to get chalitza. Now, Reuven's wife is for sure nothing. Why? Lo balolam. They weren't alive at the same time. What about Shimon's wife? No, can't get Yibam now. Why not? Because she's a little bit connected to Reuven's wife. You hear that? So she's a little bit of a tzara. Not enough to pater her totally. Because only the Rabbanan. That's why Yibam and Ochalitza.
Annoying question, I'm sorry for you.
Says, look at Rashi, the second to the bottom line, the wide lines over there. Shnia choletes. V'lo miftura mishum tzaras erva. She doesn't go free as a tzaras erva. D'lav mitzaras erva, milav tzaras amamashi. She's not really a tzara.
She's not married.
V'lo misyabemes. But she can't get Yibam. D'maymar kone b'miktas. Maymar a little bit, it works. V'have tzaras erva b'miktas midrabanan. Right? You hear how Rashi says it? So good. Right?
Yes. Quick question.
Yeah.
So, but practically, how can you get... There's no newborn babies, and you get chalitza in 13, so you're going to make her an aguna for 13 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around that?
Not really.
You're saying something, Malcolm, okay, but maybe this woman has to wait 13 years for this kid to... right?
I think so.
Yes.
You can't do it like 8 or 9 or 6. So you're making someone out of practically a guna for 13 years.
It's a very...
To get chalitza.
The question to this whole thing is, this is an entirely sad situation, always.
Yeah, that's a very sad case. So, I don't know if there's a way around that. I don't know if there is. So, just... There are other... You're going to have it the next few days. Your question will get answered a little bit.
Right. And Tamara the Torah didn't wait for the other child.
That wasn't really Yibam. That wasn't really Yibam. I mean, it's a. They call it Yibam. It sounds like Yibam. Wait till it grows up. What? The beginning was Yibam. But then he died also.
Correct.
Then Yehuda said, "Wait for the third brother. Right. Wait for him to grow up. I'll marry you."
Right. And she didn't wait. She went with
what?
The father. She went with the father.
There's no rule like that.
By the way, Mimer is a little stronger than intent.
Correct.
You put it in a very
once you give
way,
Mimer,
Mimer is not. Is
what,
not
so we're going to learn.
Mimer means that you went in front of.
Correct. Adem, correct.
In front we're going to aid him, and you said, "I'm going
to
marry."
We're going to learn that once you give Mimer, you have to give. We're going to learn that once you give Mimer and you change your mind, you have to give a get.
Right.
We're going to learn that. Okay.
Exactly.
Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Mandatani Rishon Lo Mishtabesh, Mandatani Shnia Lo Mishtabesh. Right? Some switched it around, the second and the first. Mandatani, Rishona, Lo Mishtabesh. Again, the case was the two women, right? What is Rishona? My Rishona? Rishona Linafila, the first one to fall to Yibam. Mandatani, Shnia, Lo Mishtabesh. My Shnia, Shnia Linasuin, the second one you married. The second one Shimon married. So, one second. Milo Askina, the Yibam Achakonis? No, he did Yibam, and then he got married, right? Ella, my Shnia, Shnia Binasuin. It means that she got married twice. Once to Reuven and once to Shimon. Okay. Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olam Mohecha Ksiva. Where does it say Eishes Achiv Shaloha Yabalama? Where does it say that in the Torah? Right? Where does it say that in the Torah? Asks Tosos on top, the Im Tomar, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that this is not gonna work. Typically, learn it out from Dichtiv Diracheha Darkei Noam. You have to have pleasantness. You know, your case is not pleasant. Making a girl wait 13 years is not pleasant. But listen to this pleasantness. My time of dinon mesim kichayim le'inyan yibum beperek yesh mosaros. In other words, let's say like this. Let's say this is Reuven. And Reuven is an only child. And he's married to a woman. And Reuven dies. Now this woman, there's no brothers. She's an almana. She can do whatever she wants. A year later, those parents have another child. What are you going to tell me now? Now there's Yibam? That's ridiculous.
Right.
That's
why Lobo
doesn't
work.
Exactly. So what do we need a pasuk for? The Gemara says, what's the Bakar that Lobo all is not going to work? I'll tell you it's not going to work. She got remarried. She has happily remarried. Now some brother gets born. Well, now the Yibam gets resurrected. That can't be. That's not Derecher Dachinom.
Can't go by that.
What?
You don't like, you can't say Derecher.
So you have to know when to say that, right?
Yeah.
Right? You hear the question? It's a very interesting question. Right? And Tosa says, well, maybe he teaches you other things, because there's a Gemara that says, how do you know that we prefer the Bechor to do Yibam? So it's Masa, there are other kids.
Right?
So what about them? So it's not only a case where there's only no brothers and then one was born later. Tosfos answers, you know why we need a pasuk? What if it's like this? What if the mother-in-law is pregnant? In other words, Reuven's married to a woman and Reuven dies. And this girl, no brothers, she's an almana. But she sees her mother-in-law is expecting a baby. So maybe I would say, listen, make her wait. How long does she have to wait? 9 months? Maximum 9 months. Let's see what happens. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Let's see what the story is. That's not such a terrible thing. You don't have to do that. Right? Shlo bala olam. Okay. Anyway, Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar Kra, it says like this. Ki yeshvu achim yachtav. It says in the pasuk there, by Yibum, that the brothers are yeshvu achim yachtav together. Shahaisa lehem yeshiva achas ba'olam. That means you have to be alive at the same time. Prad le'eshet achas shaloya ba'olamo. To exclude a case, it's not like that. And yachtav, what does yachtav mean? Miyuchadim benachla. It means that they share the ability to yarshan. Prat la'achiv mina'im. If you only have the same mother, and you have different fathers, there is no yibam. Why? Because you're not going to yarshan together. Because women are not able to yarshan to their children. Rabba Amar, a different vart. Yach achim mina'av, yalef achov achva achava mibnei Yaakov. The fact that it's brothers, it's Xerah Shava. It says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov, and it says that the brothers of Yaakov were brothers, right? It says that the sons of Yaakov were brothers. Malahala mina of v'lo mina aim, Afkad mina of v'lo mina aim. Just like Yaakov was, all the brothers had the same father, but they did not have the same mother. So too, Yibam is only when you have the same father, not when you have the same mother, right? So the Gemara says V'leilev Achva Achva Me'arayos. Learn out that it means a brother from Arias, because by Arias also there are certain Arias that only apply if it's a brother, if it's related to you from your father's side. So the Gemara says no. Donim achim me'achim. We're going to make a gzeira shavur achim achim. Ve'ein donim achim me'achicha. By Arias says the word achicha. It's the same root, but it's not exactly the same word. Says the Gemara, "Mayanaf Kavina, what's the big deal about that?" Hatan de Beirub Shmuel v'shava kohen uva kohen. That by we don't even know what that Gzeirah Shavah means. That by Taras, that the same halacha supply when the kohen comes, when it comes back a second week with the house, right? So it doesn't even say the same word. V'shava uva, we make Gzeirah Shavah for that. So make Gzeirah Shavah for that. Why is the achiv and achicha any worse? Zui shiva, zui bia, the same halacha supply on the consecutive weeks. So the Gemara says, "Well, the only time you're going to say a Gzeirah Shavah with different words." Is when you have no choice. Hani mili hecha deleka midi de damila. That's when you have nothing else that's comparable. Aval hecha de ikka midi de damila, medamila elfinan. If we can, we're going to prefer to learn out the same word than a different word. And achicha is not the same word as achim. V'leilef achva achva me lot. Why don't we learn out brothers from Lot? That what? That it says Lot was Avram's brother. Diksiv ki anashim achim anachnu. Because we're brothers. Now they weren't brothers, by the way. Avram and Lot were not brothers. Avram and Lot were brother-in-laws. Right? Lot was Sarah's brother. Right? So you can have a brother-in-law two ways. This is the brother-in-law. So then what would, so Rashi says, if this would be true, then Yibam would not be on a brother, it would be on a brother-in-law. If a brother-in-law died without children, you marry the wife. Which is your sister-in-law. It's a different kind of sister-in-law. Not your brother. Right? Okay, that's okay. So Mistabra says the Gemara, Mistabra mibne Yaakov Havalei Lemelech. I'd rather learn out from Yaakov. Why? Mishum demafni, because that word there was extra by Yaakov. Why? Midahavalei Lemelech shneim asar avadecha bnei avinu. It could have said we're 12 children from Yaakov. V'ksiv achim. What says the word achim? Right. It says, right, it says, V'yomer, Shneim Asar Avadecha Achim Anachnu. We're 12 children, brothers too. Why is that? It's obviously extra, right? Shmamina Lafnu Ye. It's extra. By the way, the word Achim by Lot didn't even mean that. What he meant was we're comrades, right? We're Achim. We're the same group. Didn't mean brother. That. V'itzrich l'michtav achim, v'itzrich l'michtav yachtav. Says the Gemara, it was necessary to write both of these words. Achim and yachtav. Di'kasa rechmana achim, had it only said achim, hava mina, le'lif achva achim elot. I would have thought, so it's sorted out a lot. V'ichi tema lo mibnei, v'ichi tema lo mafni. If you want to tell me it's not extra, li'i afnuye. It is extra, mafni, it is extra. V'ahavle l'michtav reyim. It could have just said that Avram and Lot were reyim, they're friends, buddies. I have a ksiv achim. It says achim. Shma mina lafnuye. So you see, it's extra, and I can learn out. Maybe even is by a brother-in-law. Ksiv rachmana yachtav. It says yachtav. What does yachtav mean? Maybe biuchadim benachla. Meaning your brothers in terms of inheritance. And who's that? Only if you have the same father.
Shouldn't this limit been in the beginning of the sector? Post family.
Hmm.
This limit
has
been in the beginning of the
sector. It's always that way.
Definition of
Yibum. Yachtav. If it would have said Yachtav, Havamina, I would have thought, Dimi Yachte Ba'aba Ubi'ima, I would have thought, maybe you have to have both parents. Maybe you have to have both parents. Tzricha. Therefore, it had to say, no, Yachtav, Achim, only the same father. Why would I think you have to have both parents? Vaha, Mehechetesi. Where do you come up with that? Where did I come up with that one? Where'd that one come from? Oh, you have to have both parents the same. Where'd that come from? Hechitesi, where'd that come from?
Makes sense.
What?
Makes sense.
Yavim, what?
Doesn't make sense.
Yibum benachla tale rachmana. Yibum has to do with nachla. It says there in the pasuk, you're going to take over the nachla. V'nachla mena'av, v'lo mena'emhi. And nachla's only from the father, only not from the mother. So why would I think you have to have both parents? Why would I think that?
Similar to the brother who died.
So the Gemara says, similar to what you can say, itzra. So I would have thought, hold the chiddush. This yibum is unbelievable chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? The kamishtari erva gabe, because we're allowing an erva. You can't marry your brother's wife otherwise. I would have said adam yachde ba'abu ube'ima. So maybe we're only going to allow it in a case where there's the same father, the same mother. Tzvichi, it's not true. Only have to be the same father. It's a week. What was it, havamina? What?
Not answer.
Okay.
You know, it's interesting. I would take from this that if a person had three children,
yeah,
and he has an achla of three, in other words, these six children or three children, they inherit the father. Now one of them dies. Where does it say that the grandson gets it? You take from this that only the achla is.
I hear.
Gets it.
Okay.
Where does the grandchildren get it?
Right. Well, the psukim go through all that.
Why?
Right, I hear you. Okay, we're now starting a brand new topic. Very hard topic. Very lumdish topic. And the topic is something called Yesh Zika. Is there a Zika? Is there a connection when a brother dies? for example, let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies and leaves over a wife. Right? And Shimon is the brother. Shimon could do one of two things. One of three things. He could do Yibam on this girl. He could do Chalitza on this girl. Or he can marry an erva of this girl, and then she can't, then the Yibam and Chalitza will be impossible. For example, she can marry this girl's mother. Nothing wrong with that. Right? She can marry this girl's mother.
No evil. She can marry this girl's mother.
Shimon, the brother of the dead, the brother of the dead brother.
Why not?
Can go ahead and marry Reuven's wife. Reuven died. Reuven has a nice wife. Her name is, we'll call her Reuven's wife, Rivka. Reuven's married to Rivka. So you know what Shimon can do? Shimon can marry Rivka in Yibam. He can do Chalitza on Rivka, or he can marry Rivka's mother. Let's say he marries Rivka's mother. Now that he's married to Rivka's mother, Rivka now is an heir to him. It's an heir to him. It's an heir to him. Therefore, there'll be no Yibam and no Chalitza. He can get around doing Yibam and Chalitza.
Yeah, we've already looked at this before.
What?
Once it's a Zika of some sort, we have a problem.
So now, the question is Reuven, is Shimon even allowed to do that? Is he even allowed to do that? Gesundheit.
You mean he has a choice of Yibam or marrying the mother?
Yeah, he can marry the mother.
No.
Now, if... Not at the same time.
Instead of.
Right. Now, if you hold of Yesh Zika, he's not allowed to marry his, that mother. He's not allowed to. Why? Because he's connected to her. He's connected to her. He's not allowed to. Right?
Right.
Now, while Reuven was married to Shimon, while Reuven was married to this girl Rivka, while they're married, happily married, Shimon's allowed to marry Rivka's mother. That's no problem with that. That happened before when everyone's alive. If he does that, what?
There's no Zika then.
Right? He's allowed to do that. Right? So here we go. Where are we up to? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shomeris Yavam, a woman is waiting Yibam. Right? Shemesa, and she died. She died. Reuven was married to Rivka. Shimon's the brother-in-law. Shimon's the brother. Shimon's waiting what to do. Reuven died. Shimon, should I marry her? Should I do Yibam? Should I do Chalitza? What should I do? And then Rivka died. Mutter be'ima. Now you're allowed to marry the mother. Right. Whose mother? Rivka's mother. Now you're allowed to. Alma, what do you see from here? Kasavar ain Zika. There is no Zika. Why? Because if there was a Zika...
She couldn't marry her.
He could never marry her. Why? Because it's a little bit like his mother-in-law. Because
right.
There was a Zika. Right? You can never marry your mother-in-law. Even after your wife dies, you can't do that. In case you ever wanted to do such a thing, you cannot. Right?
What do you mean,
no
Zika? Ever or now?
Ever. Ain't Zika. Look at Rashi. Zika's Yavimto.
She's dead. The Zika's dead.
So what? You can never marry your mother-in-law. Even after your wife dies, you can't marry your mother-in-law. Why? Because all Arabs last forever. Only sisters. So what happened? You had a Zika with this woman.
When she died, the Zika fell off.
No. Fine. But all the associated Arayas didn't fall off. Because they never fall off. They never go away. Look at Rashi. Ain Zika. Zikas Yivimto Shemesa Lo Alimo Lemehevika Aruso Laasar Imo Allah Mishum Chamaso. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mutter be'ima, alma kasavar ein zika. What does it mean? Ein zika. Alma kasavar ein zika. Right. Shomeris yavim shemesa. Right. Mutter be'ima.
Because she died.
What?
Because she died.
So I said the zika fell off.
The zika's gone.
Alma kasavar.
But Zika is not like marriage, it's just
right. So, ain't Zika. So, why don't you say that? Say the halacha is like the one who holds, ain't Zika. Look at the next Rashi. The parak, the Tnan parak acholates. Shomeris Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv es Achosa shel Yavama. Okay, we got to do this case carefully. Ready? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. And Rachel's married to Levi. Okay? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Levi's married to Rachel, and what happened? Levi died. So Rachel falls to Yibum in front of Reuven and Shimon. Okay? Now, what does Reuven do? Reuven goes ahead and marries...
Mother.
No. Leah. The sister. What? Exactly. You hear what Reuven just did?
Yeah.
Reuven went ahead and married the sister.
Who he... Not
why? Why not? What? Oh, so 1 second. So Reuven's wife... Levi's wife, Rachel... She's waiting for Yibam. She's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza. What does Reuven go ahead and do? He marries Rachel's sister. Right? Now, if that happened, Shimon can still do Yibam or Chalitza. That's not a problem.
The Zika falls on him.
What? Right. So 1 second. Now, in this Mishnah later in the Perek, on Daf Mem Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir is going to say there, right, he holds there is a Zika, and therefore, now let's go back to the Rashi. It's not Perek HaCholet. Shomeres Yavam. Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa. Right? Shomeres Yavam. Reuven, Levi's wife, is waiting Yibam. Reuven goes ahead and marries the sister. Shekidesh Es Yavimta. Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa. Shal Yavama. Vitala Hayibam Ba'achiv. Now, this Levi's wife is waiting for Shimon to do something now. Although, right? Shimon's got to. Reuven now cannot do anything because
right.
He married his sister. Shimon has got to do something. So, Mishum Rehudim Beseir Amru, Omer Mlazesh Akidesh Achos Yavimto. We tell Reuven, who was Makadesh, the sister, Hamtin Milakanos, don't marry her yet. Don't do Nisuin. Tell us, that's a big problem with this. What's the difference between Eretz and Nisuin? What's the difference? Don't do anything. Lefi Shachos Ziku Kasohi. Because she's a sister of someone you really have a Zika with. Because you really had a Zika with Levi's wife. You really shouldn't have done this. You did it. So now wait. Don't take her home. Don't do Nisuin. Ha'il ul'acha sheniskaka achosa lo kide jazu. Since you had a Zika with this woman, you went ahead and married the sister. Lahamtin, wait. Ad shetisyavim ha'yivam ul'achiv. Wait until Shimon will do something with her, dipaka zika, which will undo the zika, and the zika will go away. Vama Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like that. Umid de ka'amar halacha. Since we say the halacha is like that, mechlal de pligi aleh. Someone argues on that. The Amri ain zika la'achin chashiva la'aser lein krovaseh. There is no zika to aser relatives. There's no such thing. Okay. Says the Gemara. Alma kasavar ein zika. By the fact that we allow you to marry the girl's mother, obviously there's no zika. Velema kasav. Velema. Where am I? Velema. Velema halacha kedivri omer ein zika. So say that. Say that the halacha is ein zika. So the Gemara answers: I have it amar hachi. If I would say that, have amina, I would think hani mili betray. That's only true. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir only said his din when there are two women. Right? When there are two women. Right? Two men. Two men. Aval b'chad, but there's only one brother-in-law, like in this case. Right? Aval b'chad, maybe yesh zika. Maybe he would say no, then there is a zika.
Yeah, because the second brother can marry somebody else.
Exactly, but here there's no one else. So then he would not be allowed to do it. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Okay? Everyone have a very good day.
You need an order chart. Visual diagram.